Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family. Brother Dick, the name of the Peru brother is called, his name is Moses. I don't know if you remember Moses from Peru. Oh, okay. Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious brethren. On this Sabbath, January 21st, 2023, this is our new chapter, chapter 76, entitled Judas. Our lesson is 374. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. Our new Tiny Touch song is a hymn entitled, We Love Thy Sabbath, Lord. You can find it also, 390. If anyone knows this particular hymn, you can join to be able to help the little ones to learn of the Sabbath. We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship at thy will. Oh, may this house we peace afford, and deeper faith instill. Thine angels sing for joy, creation's work to see. We to this day would raise our hearts in grateful praise to thee. Praise for thy wondrous love that sealed this sacred day. As I ne'er may understand, we owe thy sovereign sway. O great Creator King, through thy redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our hearts that we may see thy face. Amen. And with the royal throne upon Mount Zion be, and joyful sing a Sabbath song through all eternity. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their mommies or daddies, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you. Sabbath blessings, everybody.
Well,
thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect the Sabbath word. And please protect the people who are in the Sabbath. And please protect all the people who are not in the Sabbath, and they can come back to the Sabbath day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sabbath blessings,
each
other. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Sabbath blessings, Sister Chaka. Welcome. We are so glad that you are here.
Amen. Happy Sabbath as well to you, amen.
Blessed Sabbath to you, dear sister. It is time for our precious Tiny Tots to be able to know what is their Sabbath lesson for today. So our dear brother will be the one to narrate. We are in the story of Jesus, our lesson book, a new chapter, chapter 11. Entitled Sabbath Keeping.
Good morning, boys and girls. The Bible verse for our lessons are taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In verses 10 to 11, 31, and chapter 31, 16 to 17. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And John 1:3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Matthew 12:2, but when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. Next slide. The Savior kept the Sabbath and taught his disciples to keep it. He knew how it should be kept, for he himself had made it holy. The Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountain, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And in Exodus 20, verse 8, 10, and 11, and 31, 16, and 17, Christ had worked with his Father creating the earth, and he had made the Sabbath. The Bible says that all things were made by him, John 1, 3. When we look at the sun and the stars, the trees and the beautiful flowers, we should remember that Christ made them all, and he made the Sabbath to help us keep in mind his love and power. Next slide. The Jewish teachers had made many rules about the way to keep the Sabbath, and they wanted everyone to obey their rules. So they watched the Savior to see what he would do. One Sabbath, as Christ and his disciples were going home from the synagogue, they passed through a field of grain. It was late, and the disciples were hungry, so they broke off some of the heads of grain and rubbed them in their hands and ate the kernels. On any other day, one passing through a field or an orchard was allowed to gather what he wanted to eat, but it was not so on the Sabbath. Christ's enemies saw what the disciples were doing, and they said to the Savior, to Jesus, behold, or look, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day. Matthew 12:2. It was their idea that it wasn't lawful. And that's from Story of Jesus, page 68 and 67, 8 and 9. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing the part one of our lesson entitled Sabbath Keeping in our Tiny Thought Lesson Book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place January 28, 2023. Now, dear ones, it is time for Tiny Thoughts and parents to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. This is our part 28 of the water topic, the water of life. And our dear brother Josh will be able to share it with you all.
So, blessings to everyone. And here's today's lesson concerning water. But before we do that, we read these verses, which are the introduction to it. The Bible verses for our water lessons are taken from the book of John 3:9-16. Nicodemus answered, saying to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, art thou master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have been and we have seen. And you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And today's lesson is about how water is needed. Nature, water needed. What can increase the need of water? As we exercise, we perspire or sweat, and much water is lost. We need to replace it. Room temperature water will be taken into the body much more quickly than ice water. When we get exercise in the Christian life, we will have the need to drink even more deeply from the fountain of living water. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 7:17. If we eat too much salt, the body calls for more water. When excess water is not available, the body will borrow it from the tissue cells. This hinders the work of the cells. In hot weather, the loss of water is similar to that during exercise. It's important to drink more water during hot weather. When the body is sick, it defends itself by increasing the temperature. It is important to drink plenty of water during times of sickness, especially when there is a fever. Just as exercise, a hot climate, and fever all raise the temperature of the body, thus increasing the need of water, so the fiery trials of a Christian's life increase the need to drink of the fountain of the water of life freely, Revelation 21:6. What increased the need of the water of life in Nicodemus' life? When he realized his need to be clean. Thirst is not a good guide as to how much water is needed by a person. A person only becomes thirsty when they are quite dehydrated. You can think of thirst as an alarm signal. It is best to plan to drink water at regular times throughout the day. If a person is getting enough water to drink, their urine will be almost colorless in the toilet. Other signals that there is not enough water in the body could be faintness, dizziness, or tiredness. People low on water act a lot like wilted plants drooping. A dehydrated person often has a high-pitched or scratchy voice that is not pleasant to listen to. Jesus certainly did not have that kind of voice because we read that Christ spoke with solemn dignity and both look and tone expressed such earnest love that Nicodemus was not offended as he realized his humiliating condition. The Desire of Ages, page 173. Let us be good soul winners and drink plenty of water so that we will be able to present the gospel with a soft musical cadence which will charm the hearers. Gospel Workers, page 87. And you can see from this picture of these children playing in exercise and drink your water. And here's some reminders to help that you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, your chores remind your lesson. And two, as father or mother even does a very hard job outside that requires much exercise, help him or her by bringing him or her a glass of water. Remember, just as exercise, a hot climb, and fever all raise the temperature of the body, thus increasing the need of water. So the fiery trials of a Christian's life increase the need to drink of the fountain of the water of life freely, Revelation 21:6. And above of this this picture of this boy riding a sled on a snowy mountain. Do not forget to drink water even on cool days. In cool days, is water is needed. And above this picture, these two boys is riding bikes. It's to drink water when exercising, which is pretty good advice. Is for all every day. And reinforcers here are activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe water. Two, put pictures of people exercising, salt, hot weather, and someone sick on the bulletin board if you have one. And three, eat a meal without any salt. Unless it requires it just to improve the flavor if it doesn't taste good. And I'll turn it back to Mom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So little ones, as you gather together, we have a little song to remember when it's the Sabbath day. If you take your five fingers in one hand, and then you take two fingers in the other hand, and you remember these words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for us. And the seventh is for Jesus. May you all have a wonderful Sabbath with your family, dear ones. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are going to be listening over other devices, we have a new hymn for our family meeting. It's entitled, I Will Follow Thee. It's number 266. And if you would like to be able to join in singing the hymns, you can be able to unmute your mic. I will follow thee, my Savior, wheresoever my life will be. Where thy goal is, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me, and all men shall forsake thee. By thy grace, I'll follow thee. Though the road be rough and thorny, trackless as the foaming sea, Thou hast trod this way before me, and Thou gladly follow me. I will follow Thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed Thy blood for me, and my all measure for thee. By the grace, I'll follow thee.
Amen.
Though I meet with tribulation, surely tempted though I be, I remember thou wast tempted and rejoice to follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me, and though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee.
Though thou leadest me through affliction, poor, forsaken though I be, thou wast destitute, afflicted, and I only follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee.
Bow to Jordan's rolling billows, cold and deep, thou leadest me. Thou hast crossed the waves before me, and I still will follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning, the Sabbath. Thank you for the Sabbath that we're about to live. Thank you for the Sabbath which thou are about to live. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 70 from the King James Version, and it reads, Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled Judas in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Luke chapter 22, verses 1, King James Version. Now the feast of unleavened bread due night, which is called the pro.
Break the word down to the
over.
Very good. Read it again.
Passover.
Good job. Luke.
Hello.
Chapter 22.
Chapter 22.
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
King James Version.
King James Version.
And the chief priest.
And the chief priest.
And scribes.
And scribes.
Sought how. They might kill him.
They might kill him.
For they feared the people.
The people.
Luke chapter 22, verse 3.
Luke chapter 22, verse 3.
Then entered Satan
into
Judas.
Into Judas. Surnamed
Iscariot.
Iscariot.
Being
of the number
of the 12.
Of the 12.
Amen.
Did you read two healings? Luke chapter 22, verse 4, King James Version. And he went his way and
communed
with the
chief
priest and captains, how he might
break it. What's that word?
Betray him unto them.
Mm.
Luke 22, verse 5. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. Luke 22, verse 6. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 15. And said unto them, What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Matthew chapter 26, verse 16. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we'll be covering page 716. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. We are in the Desirable Ages, page 716. If anyone would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
The Desire of Ages, page 716. The history of Judas presents the sad ending of a life that might have been honored of God. Had Judas died before his last journey to Jerusalem, he would have been regarded as a man worthy of a place among the 12, and one who would be greatly missed. Next slide. Continuing, the abhorrence which has followed him through the centuries would not have existed but for the attributes revealed at the close of his history. But it was for a purpose that his character was laid open to the world. It was to be a warning to all who, like him, should betray sacred trust.
Amen. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song, dear ones, from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33, verse 15, King James, taken from the scripture singer song and the section Promises of the Memory Verse CD.
If the wicked restore the pledge, give a gift that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel 33:15.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are still in page 716. If anyone would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
A, little, before, yeah, speak up, I can't hear you, the Passover, speak up, I can't hear you,
the Passover,
mm-hmm. Judas,
this
had renewed,
his
contract,
the contract,
with, the priest,
to deliver Jesus
into their hands. Then it was arranged that the Savior should be taken.
At one of his resorts for meditation and prayer.
Since
feast.
The feast.
At.
The house.
The house.
Of Simon.
Of Simon.
Next slide, please. Come on, Jeremiah. Continuing. Say Judah.
Talk right.
Have a seat. Judas.
Judas.
Had. Opportunity.
Opportunity.
To reflect.
Upon.
The deed.
The deed.
Which.
He had.
Covenanted. To perform.
To perform.
But.
His purpose. Was.
Unchanged.
Unchanged.
For 30 pieces.
Of silver.
The price. Of a slave.
He sold.
The Lord.
Of glory.
To.
Ignominy.
And death.
And death.
This is our latest page 716, paragraph 2.
Amen. Good job, little ones. So let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, with margin from the same section of the scripture song, Singer's Promises, from the memory verse CD. Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in page 716, but this is paragraph 3. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic to do so.
The Desire of Ages, page 116. Judas had naturally a strong love for money, but he had not always been corrupt enough to do such a deed as this. He had fostered the evil spirit of avarice until it had become the ruin of motive of his life. The love of mammon overbalanced his love for Christ. Through becoming the slave of one vice, he gave himself to Satan, to be driven to any lengths in sin. Desire of Ages, page 716, paragraph 3.
Amen. So let's learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, also with margin. But this one is taken from the character building section of Scripture Song Singer of the Memory Verse CD. Thank you. Amen. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. We are still in page 716. Who would like to take the following paragraph?
Desire of Ages, page 716. Judas had joined the disciples when multitudes were following Christ. The Savior's teaching moved their hearts as they hung entranced upon his words, spoken in the synagogue, by the seaside, upon the mount. Jesus saw the sick, the lame, the blind, Judas saw the sick, the lame, the blind flock to Jesus. From the towns and cities, he saw the dying laid at his feet. He witnessed the Savior's mighty works in healing the sick, casting out devils, and raising the dead. And continuing on the next slide, please. He felt in his own person the evidence of Christ's power. He recognized the teaching of Christ as superior to all that he had ever heard. He loved the great teacher and desired to be with him. He felt a desire to be changed in character and life. And he hoped to experience this through connecting himself with Jesus. The Savior did not repulse Judas. And continue on the next slide, I'll bubble down so that we could share.
And Jesus, gave him a place among the 12. He trusted him to do the work of an evangelist. He endowed him with power to heal the sick and to cast out devils. But Jesus did not come to the point of surrendering himself fully to Christ. He did not give up his worldly ambition or his love of money. Next slide. Continuing, while he accepted the position of a minister of Christ, he did not bring himself under the divine molding. He felt that he could retain his own judgment and opinions, and he cultivated a disposition to criticize and to accuse. Desire of Ages, 716, paragraph 4. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 13 through 14, margin. Also taken from Scripture Song Singer. In the section Promises from the Memory Verse CD.
Search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, 13 and 14.
Amen. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our family meeting. We are going to reserve the questions for next Sabbath by God's grace. So next week, we will be reviewing part one of our new lesson entitled Judas. Please have your questions or your comment or anything you would like to share. You can be able to send beforehand if there's research to be done. If not, you can hold it till we meet again. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies or even our guests, would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. Father, we thank you for your blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for allowing us to gather here once more, Father Jesus. Thank you for that blessing. Be with all the little children. Continue to bless them in their reading and in their sharing. Please be with their parents as well. Father, as we are about to go to the next level of our studies, continue to richly bless us. Be with the speaker, Father Jesus, and that everything that we may do and say may be to your honor and glory. in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be our part two review of our chapter 76 entitled Judas, and that will take place January the 28th, 2023. May you all have a wonderful rest of your Sabbath, but leaving our scripture and a quote of a paragraph from our lesson book, 1 Corinthians 12:10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. And from page 363, paragraph 4, we are to take up the burdens that God appoints, bearing them for his sake, and ever going to him for rest. Whatever our work, God is honored by a wholehearted, cheerful service. He is pleased when we take up our duties with gratitude, rejoicing that we are accounted worthy to be co-laborers with him. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear one. God bless.